Welcome back to In Focus, News Radio KMAN. We are joined here in studio by C. Clyde Jones and Beth Klug. She's Executive Director with Shepherd's Crossing. Good to have you guys both in. Thanks for being here.
Well, thank you, Brandon, for having us.
We're glad to do so. What are we talking about here today?
Well, February is Sharing with the Shepherd Month. This has been going on since 2003, and it was our single fundraiser for many years up until 2012, when the College of Business started the annual C. Clyde Run, which gives us our second fundraiser. But this one started out, a lot of your listeners will recognize the names of Atina Hanna and Shirley Bramhall. They were members of the board of directors of Shepherd's Crossing, and they came up with the idea of asking jewelers, restaurants, and florists to donate a share of their profits on Valentine's Day for everybody that came in and said, okay, I'm here representing Shepherd's Crossing, and we'd like you to donate to them. Well, I think that first year we took in $2,300, which, A, maybe wasn't worth the effort. And 2 years later, we thought, why don't we broaden this to all businesses, not just the three that we've talked about? So we sent out a fundraising letter. We've started doing this now mid-December, asking people to, if they want some year-end tax credits, okay, then you can share with the Shepherd in December, but otherwise target February and put us on your budget so that we're going to get some funds. And annually, if we take both the December receipts and the early January, February, if in each of the 2 years, sometimes that's brought in as much as $53,000, $54,000 a year. So it's a major fundraiser for us.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, and Beth, talk a little bit about everything that Shepherd's Crossing does here. It's a great organization in our community.
Sure, absolutely. We provide a compassionate ear and financial support for those in need. We help with rent, utilities, and prescriptions. And clients can come in every 4 months for assistance.
Sorry, we had a little CBS News going in the background. Sorry.
No problem.
Yeah, but and it's a wonderful organization. You help a lot of folks in our community. And can just kind of continue on here. So February 14th, Valentine's Day, a portion of sales is going to go to support.
Well, now it is not related to profits or sales, okay, or anything of the sort. Right now, we have a mailing list of approximately 1,200. So our letter, Sharing the Shepherd letter, goes out in December to about 1,200 people. And that would include, I'm guessing half of those would be businesses. I actually will order from the Chamber of Commerce their total mailing list. And we choose from that the number that we'll send out. Our respondents, it varies year to year, of course, but most years we'll get back, I'm going to guess 80% of the letters we send out, we see some return, which is an awfully good percentage of what we call direct mail advertising.
Mm-hmm. Well, and obviously the business community here understands the need here that never seems to go away.
Well, what we're seeing is that a lot of business will have an employee who actually comes to Shepherd's Crossing for help with rent or utilities, and the individual client will let the boss know that, hey, Shepherd's Crossing has helped us.
Yeah. Very good. Now, again, Beth Klug, C. Clyde Jones joining us here. February is Sharing with the Shepherd Month. Kind of nice to tie that in with the Valentine's Day and hearts and all that good stuff.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Just to give you an idea, we in 2019 helped over 1,600 families with over $284,000 of assistance with rent, utilities, and prescriptions. So the need in Manhattan is great. So these funds are desperately needed in order for us to help in a more meaningful way with the rent and the utility bills.
So tell me a little bit about who can come and take advantage of your services there.
We provide services and assistance to those living in Riley County, so Manhattan and Ogden, Randolph-Riley, and then as far as St. George.
Okay.
So those residents can come in, and they need to bring a photo ID, proof of income for their household, and then the bill that they're wanting help with. So either the Evergy or Kansas gas bill, the prescription from a doctor, or a copy of their lease or lease agreement.
And I imagine this time of year maybe is a little tougher than other parts of the year because you just had Christmas go by, and you know, January is kind of a lull for a lot of folks.
Absolutely. We do see an increase in January, and then when the cold weather rule goes off, we see another real big influx of need with utility bills specifically.
Yeah, and obviously heat goes way through the roof this time of year. Just like in the other side, July, air conditioning bills are through the roof for some folks.
Absolutely. And we do a lot of other referrals to other agencies as well as clothing vouchers, and we can help them fill out their LEAP applications and that kind of thing to really help them kind of do wraparound service to really help them get their feet back on the ground.
Brandon, your listeners might not all know how Shepherd's Crossing started, and I thought maybe a little background on that might be useful.
You bet.
In the year 2000, there were five ministers in Manhattan from the very largest churches, downtown churches, really. They were meeting in a ministerial alliance meeting, and they got to talking about the fact, hey, you know, we have individuals coming to our door on a regular basis asking for a handout. It's usually, I need help with my rent or I can't pay my utility bill. And the individual church would give the individual, let's say, $25 or $50. And these ministers said, you know, that person comes to our door, gets the $25, and then goes to your door, gets and just makes a circle in Manhattan. Why don't we centralize this? And they came up with the idea. The conversation took place in 2000. But on April 5th, 2001, we opened our doors and started centralizing the process. And any church then, when a person came to the door asking for help, say, okay, you go to Shepherd's Crossing. And we were operating at that time out of the old Masonic Lodge Temple building at the corner of 6th and Points in the downstairs basement, being hosted by the First United Methodist Church. And they have continued to host us. Now we're in what's called the Allen Lee Center, an old state building, state employment services building. Been there since, I think we moved in there about 2005, which makes access for clients so much easier. But we started out with only five churches forming it, and we opened our doors April of 2001 when we had 13 churches and a total of $5,000. When we started out. And Beth gave you that number of $284,000 this year, or this past year, and we're looking at a budget of around $400,000 coming up for 2020. So we've grown.
Yeah. Well, it's significant, definitely, and it's great to see, you know, they have opportunities like this in the community to reach so many folks because, you know, unfortunately, poverty is something that is rampant, not just here, but in a lot of communities, and trying to end that cycle of poverty is the end goal here for a lot of folks, but knowing that there's services like this out here, I mean, I don't know that a lot of folks always are aware that it's available.
Definitely. We do want to end the cycle of poverty. And in addition, we offer financial counseling through our office. And part of the intake when a client comes in is to actually sit down with a counselor and go through a detailed budget and talk about where their expenses are and where what income they have coming in and how we can increase their income and maybe reduce some of their expenses. We see clients from all walks of life. So some have an income of $900 disability check. We have a grandmother who has custody of her three grandkids and is living on under $1,000 a month. So that's somebody we really want to reach out and help, and help her find other services as well that can really help her stretch those dollars. And then we also see clients that maybe are just in a financial crisis and they've lost a job. We help them hook them up with resources for job placement. And we give them that boost they need with rental or utility assistance to allow them to get their feet on the ground. And we may not see that client again, except maybe to come in and tell us thank you. So we do see clients from all walks of life.
And, you know, when we first started out, our intention was to help people with financial emergencies. Mm-hmm. And it didn't matter what their income level was. We had no income tests at that time. If somebody making $40,000 a year had their furnace blow up and had to have it replaced, used all the savings they had to pay for that furnace repair, hey, I don't have money to pay my rent this month. And so we actually, I remember one client came in and had $45,000 a year, and I thought, come on now, we're here to help you. And then I got to looking at how much it costs a family of four to live month to month, and $40,000. If you look right now, you find the poverty guidelines that a family of four making $40,000 qualifies as poverty in the United States.
Hmm. Yeah, and it doesn't look the same from one person to another. It can be a very different situation.
Absolutely.
Well, it's great that this service is available here in our community. Do you have success stories? Maybe folks have taken advantage of your services and then they come back and they help out?
Absolutely. We're blessed to have a lot of those success stories. We had a young man come in. He had aged out of the foster care system, and he came in for rent and utility assistance. We helped him get things in place so he could get his GED. He was actually doing pretty well, but he had lost a roommate. So we helped him out with rent and utilities. Our counselor did a little parenting as well and guided him and directed him in how to best budget his funds. He's since gotten his GED, gotten a good promotion, and gotten a good roommate. And he comes in on a regular basis to see us, and he has just started volunteering with us. So, yeah, some really fun success stories, and just to see the thankfulness of what our help can do for some of these families.
That's wonderful. It's great whenever you can see someone come through, get the assistance, and then pay it forward afterward.
Well, and she was telling us about a woman who actually came in with a $100 check as a contribution to us. We'd helped her just a couple of months earlier.
Mm-hmm. And she had gotten her feet on the ground and brought a $100 check in, and she wanted us to pay it forward. Mm. So we do see a lot of those.
All right. So again, raising money here in the month of February. Tell us again how people can participate.
Well, right now, the best way to participate would be simply to go online to our website is shepherdscrossing.info, and there's a donate button right up there at the top, and you can hit that donate button and make a financial contribution and do it on February 14th. What we've discovered, Brandon, is people give from the heart, not from the pocketbook. So Valentine's Day is a perfect day to talk about giving from the heart.
All right. And again, these funds will be used, again, to help someone pay rent, utilities, all sorts of financial emergency issues. If people want to learn more about Shepherd's Crossing's mission, how can they get a hold of you?
They can actually come in anytime they'd like to. We'd love to see them. We have open hours Tuesday from 10 to 2. And Thursday from 2 to 5:30, we would love for them to come in and kind of see what we do. We're always looking for volunteers, so we'd love for them to come in and see what we do and maybe join the ranks of our volunteers.
And you're located at 621 Humboldt Avenue right there in downtown Manhattan. Anything else we should know?
No, and Beth and I appreciate it so very, very much. We've been here, I think, starting probably in 2005, every single February since that time. So thanks for working, Sam Brandon.
You
we appreciate you.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, glad to do it here, and happy Valentine's Day.
Thank you. You too.
Stay tuned. We'll have more in focus after this. News Radio KMAN.